Thank you for calling customer service. How may I help you?
Yes. I did a deal a while ago, something about a damn KitchenAid mixer thing. And evidently you're some kind of scam because you advertised $2 would be charged and you charged me $59.
Okay. So what is your zip code, sir?
63701.
One moment, please. One moment, I'm checking for you, sir. What's your name, sir?
Stephen Wilkinson.
Mr. Wilkinson, will you verify your address for me, please?
1412 Lexington Avenue, apartment number 4.
City and state?
Cape Girardeau, Missouri.
Okay. Yes, sir. I'm located here where you entered for a chance for a contest entry for a chance to win a vacuum cleaner or iPad or something of the sort.
And no, I entered a deal for a deal that said it was $2 for a KitchenAid mixer for a chance to win.
Yes, sir. That was your choice of gift for a chance to win. So for anywhere from $2.95 to $9.95, depending on the state, is the amount that you will pay for the contest entry, okay? So that's where that come in at. And then also in the terms and conditions, it tells you that they're going to enroll you into this meal plan.
No, cancel that bullshit.
Okay.
I don't want nothing. See, you're misleading. Your stuff doesn't tell you anything about anything like that. It just says $2 for the chance is what you'll be charged for. It don't say nothing about no $60 for some kind of damn meal plan until after it's all done and you've already charged somebody's account for it.
Now, sir, your account cannot be charged unless the terms and conditions were accepted. So,
I want it canceled. I do not want this.
Yes, sir.
Go ahead.
Yes, sir. The meal plan, just so you know what it is. And also, it's an app that focuses on how to use real food to boost your energy and cut sugar and carb cravings, okay?
Well, look, I'm already a diabetic, and I go through a deal with the veterans on my meal plans.
Yes, sir. So what I can do for you, in order just to see how the app works, I can do a monthly rate of $20 to stay with the program, sir.
No, I don't want nothing. I don't want nothing to do with this plan. I'll call the credit card company and cancel it.
Yes, sir.
Stop payment on it.
That's not necessary to do. So what I can do is do the, based on the fact that it is a valid charge, I can do 75% of that refund back to your bank, and then put it back in your account at their discretion 3 to 5 business days.
See, all right, you better get it done I need an email from you.
So I don't have an email capacity, but what I'm about to do right now is 75% of that 50, what was the charge, $59.89? So $59.89, and 75% of that, I'm going to refund you back $44.91. That goes back into your account. It depends on the bank, 3 to 5 business days, okay?
All right, I'll know better than to ever get involved in any of this kind of crap again, because it's I can already see it's all a scam. I reported it to Walmart.
Well, we're legit here, sir. If we was a scam, you wouldn't have a number to call and speak with us. I wouldn't be refunding any money.
You may not be a 100% scam, but you're not being honest and disclosing everything. Because I looked it all over to see, because I've been through this stuff before, and I looked at all the entries and everything about it to see if they was extra charges. And the only charge that it was saying that I was authorizing was $2.
Yes, sir.
You need to be more honest with people.
No, sir. It states there, providing you read it. If you didn't read it, I can understand that you're not aware of that. But it's in the terms and conditions. Offer $20 to stay. Customer decline.
Well, I'll just have to make sure that I don't do any of this crap again.
Yes, sir. Your card wouldn't have taken unless you agreed to the terms and conditions. So at some point that was done. But at any rate, I'm getting it canceled for you right now. I'm notating the account. And making sure the account is canceled. Here's the cancellation number if you're ready for that. You got something to write with?
Just a second. Let me get a piece of paper.
Mm-hmm.
Something I can write down on, because...
You also can call back this same number, sir, the next day or two, and just ask them, has it been canceled? And you'll know that it's being canceled because you're not going to have any reoccurring charges, okay? So even if you don't get the number, it's fine.
Okay. I'm ready for the number.
All right, C is in cancel, 920-79.
Wait a second. C, 920.
791.
920-791-791.
790-791.
Yes. 217. 791.
And then what? 217.
217?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
And 4490. I'm canceling that, but 4491 has been issued back to you.
4491?
Yes, sir. It's going back to your account. The account has been canceled going forward. You won't receive any additional, because it was a monthly plan. So you won't receive any additional charges going forward, sir. Is there anything else I can do for you, sir?
Now, what company is this?
So this would be Bite Hub Mixer, because you applied for the mixer thing. So it comes from Bite Hub. Bites, B-I-T-S.
B-I-T-E?
Yes.
H-U-B?
Correct.
Okay.
All right. So,
what's your name?
My name is Bernadette.
Bernadette?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
All right. Thank you for calling customer service, and you have a wonderful evening, okay?
You too. Bye. Goodbye.